That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence, free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How's everybody doing tonight? Well, we're in the week of the second eclipse, the lunar eclipse in Taurus. Actually, it's Taurus Scorpio. And it's going to be powerful. I have a lot to say. I want to tell you now, and I'll tell you again at the end, that next week is the day after the eclipse. And I'm going to begin giving very detailed predictions for 2024. It's going to be chilling, and it'll be very Halloween-y. But I do think you need to hear it. So hopefully you'll listen. Now, tonight, if you have any friends that are light workers that don't listen to BBS, call them now and have them turn it on. Because I'm giving you some wonderful information tonight. Really, call your friends and tell them to turn it on. Or you can have them download it, of course, probably on Tuesday. So here we go. Eclipses act like portals, doorways to new dimensions. They are very powerful and very often bring a wild card. They bring in opportunities, shocks, surprises, and changes that are usually permanent. They're very important, and they are a big deal. They're a bigger deal than people realize, particularly if they aspect anything in your personal astrology chart. Eclipses bring intensity, and they also bring in peak energy moments. From the 12th of October through the 24th of November, we have Mars moving into its ancient sign of rulership, Scorpio, where it is very comfortable. It's moving out of Libra, where it has had to be quite diplomatic, quite strategic, not loud, and it's moving into Scorpio, where it becomes unleashed or unbridled, or like a dog off its leash. You know what that's like. It will be like a laser beam. It has passion. It has a focus, particularly for digging up deep, dark secrets, digging up secrets that are underhanded, underworld. They're deep, they're dark, they're ugly. A lot of it is about big money, criminal money, and that kind of thing. And this energy will be very relentless and ruthless over that period of time. I want to tell you something else that it brings up. It brings up anything hidden on the human body that could cause disease or discomfort. It may bring up a reason for surgery. It may bring up a reason for tonsils or a reason to go to the dentist. But that's been building up in the body for a while, and so it will erupt on this eclipse. It will dig up secrets that are related not only to finance, which is Scorpio, but also long-term hidden and repressed secrets, family secrets. It could also be linked to issues around toxicity of all kinds. This is the final eclipse we are going to have in a financial sign, Taurus Scorpio. That's the financial axis. We won't have another eclipse on this axis for 8 or 9 years. It's a cycle, as you know. As we look at some of the details, as we move into this eclipse energy this week, all the way through October, we have been and will be feeling this energy with both eclipses. Remember, we feel eclipse energy up to a month before and 6 months after the eclipse, and certainly the consequences of the eclipses up to 6 months afterwards. On the 18th, we had the Sun and Mercury opposing Eros, which is a 561-year cycle, and it's in Aries for a long time. She is the warrior sister of Mars. She's feisty. She's a street fighter. She will not give in any kind of compromise, and she is absolutely unrelenting. And Mars in Scorpio is unrelenting in getting to the truth, getting to justice, and moving towards a fairer society. The Sun and Moon in Libra, opposing Eros, may make people realize, if they've been at all compliant or people-pleasing, either personally or in a large social context, like they didn't want to rock the boat. They just want to go along with the system. The only thing they're asking for is their paycheck. The Eros energy finds that more people want more freedom of expression. More people want freedom of action. They just want to be freer to live who they are in a state of authenticity. Very soon after that, on the 20th and 21st, now this is this past week, Mercury and the Sun squared Pluto. That was yesterday and the day before. This brings up issues of power. Pluto was so heavily aspected this year. On the 20th, it was powerful words on the word stage by a world leader. And of course, that did happen and it had to do with Israel. powerful words in your personal life. And the next day, which was yesterday, more issues around power and control. This energy, Eros, this energy triggers Eros at the same time. She is resisting very fiercely about being forced into things and will never give in. The moon is also in that repeating T-square to Eros and Pluto. On the 21st, we had Jupiter in Taurus trine Venus in Virgo. If you have any planets around 11, 12, or 13 degrees of Earth signs, you may see some recognition or success this week or right after the eclipse, or even some extra money coming in, something earned, a sense of expansion, which is very positive and could relieve some of the more intense energies they were all feeling right now. It's very intense. On the 23rd, which is tomorrow, we have Pluto in a hard aspect to Venus. Pluto square Venus at the same time, we have the moon squaring Uranus in Taurus. Pluto always brings intensity, turmoil, while Venus is love and money. There could be emotional turmoil with relationships or financial turmoil in the world. Because the lunar eclipse is in Taurus and we have three planets in Scorpio, both are financial signs, it could well bring up, because October is historic for stock market crashes, a volatility with the market around bonds, state and municipal bonds, treasury bonds, U.S. bonds. You may see problems with that. The moon square Uranus affects banking, currencies, stock market, and money. It's very interesting because in 1929, the moon was on the midheaven at 29 degrees Capricorn. And that's where Pluto is moving on to in the next few months. It was the 1929 on October 29th, by the way. On the 26th, we have Mars sextile Neptune. This can be wonderful if you're involved in any kind of spiritual practice. But if you have any kind of goals with Mars, you may feel that they dissolve a little bit, or that you lose enthusiasm, or that they seem less interesting or less compelling. However, as I said, the energy is excellent for meditation and manifestation. Then on the 28th, we have the Taurus lunar eclipse. At 8 degrees Taurus, at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We have six planets in fixed signs on this day. Lots of rigid fixity. That suggests digging in our heels with great determination around our views and belief system. The lunar eclipse path is different from the solar eclipse that we just had. It's a very broad geography. Solar eclipses represent new beginnings, and the lunar are endings. It covers Europe, Asia, Africa, the east side of North and South America, and Antarctica. Now that's very broad. It's angular, and the midheaven runs through Vancouver, Canada, and northeastern Brazil. This signals a leadership change in both countries may be coming. The base of the eclipse, with Uranus sitting over their land, signals earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. This runs through California, Nevada, Idaho, Upper Washington State, into Vancouver and other parts of Canada. Now, that could have something to do with the fault and the great eclipse that people have been expecting in Washington and down through a part of Oregon and the upper part of California for a long time. Another angle runs through Australia alongside Pluto, straight through central Australia, which suggests a great transformation in Australia. A signal for a leadership change is the midheaven, which runs through Japan, Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia. Now, I know that Iran and Saudi Arabia are getting very active in the financial markets, and I will have a lot to say about that next week, so don't miss my Halloween predictions. These points are quite specific, and they are a big deal. Any of this geography could have some serious problems. Not all of them, of course not. That's very unlikely. But astrology and my psychic senses suggest probability. So some of these areas will come into the world news in some way. Just watch and observe, and let's see what unfolds. See where the full moon partial eclipse falls in your chart. It represents closure, culmination, finishing up, shining a light on information you didn't see before. It's a very big time of endings. Could be people passing away who have been very ill, and it represents a release. A full moon is a great time for releasing anything that no longer serves you. Release like the leader of a country, particularly if it has anything as big as powerful as a lunar eclipse. So see where it falls in your chart area. What can you let go? On the 28th, which is next Saturday, in the morning, on the 9, the 3, the 6, or the 12, sit down and write down everything that you want to let go of. Write it down on the first hour, and then 3 hours later, burn it. And that's the way that you can release and let go. I do think this will be a very volatile time financially. But Taurus is also linked to our food supply, our agricultural system, food production. It's also linked to our security systems, to safety and security. So what do you need to do to feel safe and secure in your life? Do you have a security system in your home or in your car? What are your fundamental needs? Pay attention. Wake up. There's no more time to wait. Get it handled. Take care of yourself. This isn't a joke. With the sun and Uranus, there's an aspect of some kind of turmoil in some way. This refers to the Scorpio energy, which is so intense. And I sense California and Vancouver are going to get caught up in this energy somehow. Mars brings in the intensity. So what house is your transiting Mars passing through? Mars is in Scorpio. And that can tell you what you're feeling so intense about. What house is it in? The Mercury-Mars aspect is likely to produce some heated words, some sharp words, revenge words. It's in Scorpio. Scorpio has a sharp tongue of the snake. Speaking too quickly, be careful. The conjunction comes in exact on the 29th. This is a triple conjunction, causing spatting. Fierce, angry words can be spoken. People are feeling emotional. and they're ready to fight a battle. Remember to take your deep breath, get up on that perch on the top of that mountain, and look down and watch. From your peaceful perch. This isn't going to happen in your peaceful perch. This is going to happen at a 3D level. There is potential for a fight for what you believe in. We have Mars opposite Jupiter, and that is a belief system. What are you ready to fight for with regard to your belief system? Mars, Scorpio. Something is being uncovered that we are feeling very emotionally intense about, that we are willing to fight for because it's part of our belief system. You could be fighting against other people's belief system, what they believe. This may well produce some public figure confrontations, especially with what's been going on in the United States and the run for the presidency next year. Scorpio is very complicated, and the other side, the moon conjunct Jupiter, will certainly blow up and expand these emotions. The moon is our emotions, and Jupiter expands. It blows up. It magnifies whatever is unfolding at this time. So we're going to have some events coming along that are going to be really intense. This energy is going to help it expand and get exaggerated, and people are going to get upset. So I want you to be aware of this, to know it's going to happen, especially in this country, the United States, but I also think that there's going to be some trouble in other countries. Canada and Brazil come to mind. So we'll sit back and relax and try to see what we can do. This is what you need to do. You need to get into a comfortable position, lean back, close your eyes, drop down to your breath, take small, deep belly breaths. Imagine the breath breathing within you, in and out, through your belly. The solar plexus, just like a baby. You're not forcing it. You're not pushing. The breath is breathing you. It's a deep belly breath. Have 100% focus on the breath and nothing else. Let go of all the crazy drama outside. Focus on the breath. Lay aside your worries and concerns. You can put them in a basket beside you, and you can pick them up when you're complete. Let that breath subside. Slowly count to four. Take a pause. Breathe in. Let the breath go deeper. And at the end of the inhale, exhale, count to four. Then breathe in again deeper, count to four. Breathe out, count to four. Breathe in, count to four. Breathe out, count to four. Just allow yourself to drop into that breath. That will take you into stillness very quickly. Reduce your cortisone levels with all this intensity. Now, drop into your heart. Imagine you're breathing in and out through the heart. Feel your heartbeat. Ideally, you will have bare feet in the grass, or you're going to be sitting by a lake of water in the moonlight with your back against the tree. Simple, simple things. Stare at the sky or at the stars. Listen to a bird song. There's a big urge at this time. to do this, to do these meditations. They're wonderful. Right through All Saints Day on November 1st. That's going to be a very exciting day this year. I'll tell you about it next week. To be in simplicity and stillness, connecting to the earth. The taking in of the energies of the divine through the crown chakra. Be outside, weather permitting, and do this as often as you can. Now, I want you to sit in this quiet mood while we listen to our half-hour messages. I'll be back with a lot more information after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Let's communicate. Frank St. James passed away about a year ago, and I have not done many online readings since. However, beginning in August of 2023, I will be giving one question readings on the second Sunday of every month. What I will need from you is your birth date, the state you are calling from, and one focused question. Not what will happen to me for the rest of the year, but questions like, will I get the job? Is it best for me to move at this time? Will I get my mortgage loan? These readings will begin on August 9th, 2023. To call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. I'm looking forward to communicating with you. Thank you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Many of you know that I was very ill when I went to winter in Florida this year. I am still in recovery, but I want to be able to continue with my weekly radio shows. In order for me to do that, I need to have listener support. I am asking for donations to download the archives. When you support Let's Find Out, you will receive weekly updated shows. They are well researched and take about 3 days for me to write. Plus, you will become a Visions of Reality beacon of light. Please subscribe. And hand in hand, we will walk this road together. And remember, I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. Sending you love and light. Thank you.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio. The number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, If it's not mainstream, it's on PBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Wave upon wave, starlight spills from the sky. Each day, how many small wings learn to fly. Over and over, love holds all things near, waiting for each soul to reach beyond fear. Throw out the pictures you hold in your mind. Life doesn't lie.
And that was William Vitalis singing Wave Upon Wave. That is a very special song. William wrote it in the 80s because he knew that the wave upon wave was coming from the moonlight. And that song is about becoming a light worker and bringing in the energy to open up your channel to have mental telepathy with other space beings and with your divine guides and angels. It's a very, very important song. I will be playing it again. Again, it's called Wave Upon Wave. So let's try to see what the astrology is asking us to do here. We have a sense of expansion, energetic expansion, which is going to raise your vibration and naturally bring in ascension. As you raise your vibration and bring in your ascension, the hot news is you're getting ready for the rapture. Now, the rapture is going to be a wonderful thing because you really will disappear to the third dimensional people and be in a new environment and in a new form of light body. That's what ascension is. And I'm very excited about it. So each of you need to be working about it. Now, a way to do that, the strongest way, is to open up the eighth and ninth chakra. If you don't know what I'm talking about, I wrote a book called The New Spiritual Chakras, which is key to ascension. You can get it on Amazon.com, and you'll be very surprised at what it shows you. It shows you the outlay of the chakras, and they're not how you think they are. They go around the head and then up. And the new heart center is the 10th chakra. So work with that so that you can raise your vibration and naturally ascend into your light body. We have the moon, Jupiter, which is plasma and expansion, welcoming in an expanded consciousness of light, of love. That's what this energy is all about. God is light, the deepest, most beautiful light you've ever seen. And you want to know a secret? The light is endless. It's endless. And it's more bright and more beautiful than you could ever dream of. Some of you on the planet have felt that power of wave upon wave of love vibration. Well, it gets stronger and it gets better as you ascend. So keep up the good work. I'm welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. That can be your mantra. I'm welcoming in an expanded consciousness of love. As you repeat this mantra, really try to feel that sense of expansion and spaciousness. Repeat the mantra as often as you can throughout the day. And take the time to meditate in the morning and evening to empty out all the extra tension and negative energy that is in the atmosphere at this time. And you will really feel it as you go into this eclipse. Be sure to look up. Look up into the trees and look up into the sky. How often are we looking down? We're looking down at our phones, even when we're out in nature. I never take my phone out into nature. My Apple Watch is good enough. There's no point in taking my phone, because then I wouldn't be in nature. Try and cultivate this feeling of spaciousness and expansion, and perhaps you will begin to open up the crown chakra up to the 8th chakra, and download messages and information from your galactic neighbors. We are walking into a new world right now, for sure. Many light workers are getting a stronger and stronger sense of this. I have spoken about our galactic neighbors before. It's almost impossible for our 3D friends to see this higher dimension because it's very contracted energy. Their energy is very contracted, the 3D. The more you can develop a sense of the spaciousness and expansiveness by just looking up to the treetops, enjoying the beautiful color display at this time, or look up into the sky, the moon and the stars. Such simple stuff. Feel what's coming in. Because this energy is coming in by leaps and bounds, and we know it is. By the way, this week I had a touch of the cosmic flu. I want to explain to you what the cosmic flu is. It's a result of this energy. It's a result of ascension. So either you get a little bit of gastric stomach upset in your solar plexus, or you can even feel it as heartburn. It's a result of the energy. It's the whole solar plexus area settling into a new vibration, adjusting to the new energies that are coming in so strong and so hard. So if you get it, make sure that you drink a lot of water with lemon. You could also order my tea. My tea does help with it. And get some rest. If your body tells you to go to bed, go to bed. Lie down. Get some rest. That's what you need to do. Now, another thing I want to talk about is the Hindu creator god of the oceans and waters. Her name is Varuna. She rules over the underground waterways all over the world. She rules the rain and has a vast amount of power. She is also the keeper of moral law. She punishes those who do not honor the sacred contracts, as well as people who are chronic liars. She teams up with Pluto now, the god of the underworld, who will punish those who break their sacred oaths or break spiritual law. There's so much powerful energy here at this time to remind us of spiritual law, sacred oaths, reverence, that we must keep the earth in, as well as those who value earth. We cannot violate these laws. This fact speaks volumes as to the energy and transition that we are right now in on this planet. We have five planets in water now, three in Scorpio, and Saturn, Neptune in Pisces. Water is going to become massively important over the next 5 years and longer. Not because of the prominence of the Saturn-Neptune, that is going to have a lot to do with it, but they both move out of Pisces in February of 2026. Water issues will be huge as we move forward. The purity of water, the toxicity, the structuring of how we get water, the crystallization of water, and what we can do to change and purify water through our emotions, water, because water is divine consciousness. There are a lot of wonderful scientists and light workers that are working on this that you can find on YouTube. I suggest you do some hunting and learn about what we're doing with water. Now, there's a few practical things that you guys are going to want to hear about, so I'll talk about it. The lunar eclipse is hitting the chart of President Joe Biden. The lunar eclipse hits his moon in his eighth house of secrets. At the same time, he is transiting Saturn conjunct his south node. This aspect can be quite difficult for him. The south node is our past actions, and Saturn brings in a reality check. So this is a tricky transit for Joe Biden. He has planets challenging Pluto in his 12th house. When you have challenges in your 12th house, it could bring up a critical health issue. With water as a challenge, it could well be water in the lungs. And now we'll talk about Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is entering into a very dark time in his chart. From the middle of October till December 1st, he's really walking through darkness. I worry about his health, and I worry about something else. I worry about somebody trying to take him out, and I'm saying that hoping that he will double up on his security. We need to pray for both people. I wanted to keep it in balance, so I told you about both of them. This lunar eclipse is squaring the ascendant of China at 5 degrees of Taurus, and China's is at 5 degrees of Aquarius. That's their rising sign. The moon represents the people. The Taurus eclipse is at 5 degrees. The China's moon is at 5 degrees Aquarius, smack on their rising sign. So China is going to be brought in focus at this time, and it's because of the people in China. So that'll be interesting to watch that. We're very aware of these jumps in light levels that are happening for us, especially the scientists and the astronomers. Many of us are feeling more light in our being. in our physical bodies. Spiritually, mentally, we are feeling this lightness, this multidimensionality, this time of slippage. It's a universal time change. Pisces devolves. It dissolves, just like sugar in tea. So we feel this linear time. Gravity pull is all being dissolved. We almost feel like we can levitate or float. As consciousness expands, gravity dissolves. When gravity dissolves, we become more of our light body. It also means that anti-gravity increases as well. So we're in the process of going beyond time and space. We're going beyond this definition of our third world, our third dimensional world, where we all have lived for all of our lives. Wave upon wave is coming in. Wave upon wave, we are learning more of who we are. It's very clear with this new energy and Saturn in Pisces, that the old world, the old system is collapsing. That's a huge message of Pluto in the last few degrees of Capricorn. Remember the wrecking ball? It's finishing up the wrecking ball. But I get very excited when the science begins to confirm the spirituality. It's not just your belief system. It's not just woo-woo. It's becoming grounded in physics. There's a brilliant physicist, Nassim Harriman, and just last month, at the fall equinox, he published his new unified theory of physics. The world of physics has been having a nervous breakdown over recent years because they can't make the physics of the planet Earth match up with the physics of the quantum world. There's a big gap in the middle. What Nassim has done was to fill that gap with a unified theory. He has spent the last 30 years putting together 40 pages of equations, which are pretty astounding. He talks a lot about free energy and about anti-gravity travel. That's going to be the next thing for us. When I was over in Egypt with Dr. Shore in the late 90s, I told him that our next challenge was going to be levitation and travel with our light bodies. He thought that was incredible. I think it's incredibly exciting, and I think it's going to change everything in our world. I always have known that the 2020s would be a paradigm-shifting time. And the reason I felt that, in terms of the cosmos, the galaxies, is because our galaxy, our entire galaxy, is going to change and shift. Now, people talk about the shifting of the Earth. I think that can happen too in time. But the galaxy is going a lot faster. In 1543, when Pluto was in Aquarius, Cernus published his historic theory, his heliocentric, that the Earth orbited around the Sun and not the other way around, which was huge, as well as fact. That was in 1543. That's when Hasim's theory becomes well known, as it will in the next few years, as well as obvious facts, it will be another paradigm moment. His paper shows the physics of creation, the physics of interconnectedness, the impossibility of having free will. That's interesting. He's calling it the owner's manual for the universe. What he really is saying is that we are all one living consciousness, one living and loving consciousness. His paper shows that we are really walking in two worlds at this time. And many of us light workers, the ones that are listening tonight, and I hope you called your friends, know that they're walking in the two worlds because they flip between the body and the light body, the body and the light body. This frequency of light, this kind of complex system, it really disturbs your equilibrium. The surges of the high frequency light coming in is causing a turbulence in the energy field. It's churning up the old energy. There are small islands of coherence in a sea of chaos. It has the capacity to shift the entire system to a higher order. That's why Amma, the hugging saint, would always say, "Give me a room of 1,000 people and I can move mountains." If you listen to Let's Find Out weekly this year, it has helped to raise your personal vibration and bring your spiritual body, mind, and spirit up to a higher level, up to a higher vibration. That is my intent and my gift to you. I have a new website that's starting on Monday. We're putting it up on Monday. I went over the whole thing. So join us on Sunday nights at 7:30, wherever you are in the world. And it can be your time, 7:30 p.m. Put your energy into the field of light, visions of reality, embracing spiritual frontiers. Put your energy in that field and join in. It only takes 5 minutes. And if you do it, you will help the energy grow. People are doing this in groups all over the world, and all of it is adding to this tsunami, this moment of coherence, of gratitude, of love, peace, and harmony. That's what you are doing. You are doing this by joining in energetically and by listening to Let's Find Out weekly. We come to the end of tonight's show. We are going to listen to a song by William that means very much to me. It's called Water. I just explained to you about water. And then we're going to listen to Moonlight at My Window, the meditation. And we're going to leave with Richard Schulman playing Ascension Attunement. Now, this Ascension Attunement is musically fix to open up your chakras and to help open up your higher chakras. So I suggest you listen to it in a meditative state. This is Elizabeth Joyce, but Let's Find Out. Don't miss my Halloween show. It'll be a horror, I promise. Anyway, thank you for listening tonight. Thank you for joining everybody energetically, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Water, it's known by many names, the Muslim call it God. The Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water, but to the cloud it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water, dear sister water, so humble and pure. Thank you. if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away. Same cup, it's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it honey or doll.
Stop.
This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath, release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Now listen. And listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect. The full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart. As if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath to breathe you. Breath in. Breath out. Breath in. Breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry. Out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. Up to your angels. Down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace. And feel the release of darkness fear and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up. Come back down to the heart and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath. Send out the light. You're being lifted up again. Breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend when you drop down. Breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in, lift yourself up, feel the angels, bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God Center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you, You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Shulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies.